The living room of the house that Handsome Charlie shares with his nerdy brother Alan and Alan's son Jake. The front door opens and a disheveled Charlie enters in a dinner suit. He looks unwell.
Never mix tequila and scotch.
Morning, Uncle Charlie!
Hey! Jake boy!
Dad said you'd never get a soccer to me, but I said, yuh-huh, he promised, so he was wrong. Ha ha!
Charlie lies wearily on a sofa.
Yeah, ha ha. What?
Alan in shorts.
You know, most of the parents wear shorts and lots of sunscreen, but that's another way to go.
Alan, I can't go to a soccer game. I just got home from Vegas.
You went out last night to return a video.
Yeah, but I ran into a friend of mine who was getting married at the Bellagio.
Oh, that explains the tuxedo.
Charlie looks at what he's wearing, as if seeing it for the first time.
No, I think this was for something else entirely.
Well, I'm sure I'll read about it in the paper. Anyway, I am the soccer snack buddy this week, so I gotta stop at the grocery store. Why don't you ride to the game with Jake when the van gets here, huh?
I got a better idea. Why don't I go upstairs and throw up and sleep in my clothes for 12 hours?
Fine, but if you're not gonna come, you gotta tell Jake yourself.
Fine. He'll understand. Hey, Jake.
I got new cleats!
Jake shows off his shoes.
Nice. Listen, Jake, buddy. Have you ever been to Vegas?
Charlie is surrounded by kids in a car driven by a blonde soccer mom.
So you're the infamous Uncle Charlie. I've heard about you.
Charlie is stony-faced as a soccer ball bops him on the head. 2½ men.
So here's the deal, Uncle Charlie. I find you attractive. I have 3 kids, ex-husband. I work 50 hours a week running my own travel agency. I'm at the peak of my sexuality, and I have a 3-hour window Wednesday nights when the kids are at Taekwondo. You in or out?
I'm sorry. I'm terminally hungover, and I just took a cleat in the groin.
Email me. allaboardgloria@AOL.com.
He takes a piece of paper. Later, he watches the game in dark glasses. He winces as the whistle's blown. Another blonde soccer mom is next to him.
So which one's yours?
Oh, please don't make me talk.
This is Charlie Harper, Alan Harper's brother.
So who's winning?
No one. Now, we don't keep score. We think it's healthier if the kids just play for fun.
You're yanking me, right?
Yeah. Judith warned us that you were a pistol. By the way, we were so sorry to hear about her and Alan. So tell us, is it true? Did Judith leave your brother for another woman?
Why don't you ask Judith?
We wouldn't want to pry.
Charlie spots Alan carrying coffees.
Ladies, if you'll excuse me, I have to go, because, oh, hell, I don't need a reason.
Someone's a little full of himself. Forget him. His brother's the one who's in play.
How's Jake doing?
Jake's fine. He's 10. Got his whole life ahead of him. Me, on the other hand, I'm sitting in the hot sun in rented pants listening to myself blink.
I'll ask somebody else.
Alan walks away.
What?
Sorry, I couldn't help overhearing. And you just look so pathetic.
Really? The guy at the tuck shop said I looked dashing. Of course, that was yesterday. And I found his phone number in my pocket.
What was the occasion?
Just returning a video. Charlie Harper.
Kate McLaughlin.
Let me ask you something, Kate McLaughlin. What's your take on this whole note-keeping score thing?
Oh, I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Can I stay here next to you where it's safe?
Sure. So which one's yours?
Number 9. But I'm not the father.
Well, aren't you a good sport?
The woman with a baseball cap and long hair smiles.
Jake, for the last time, nobody got creamed. No one won, no one lost.
Yeah, except for us, 12-2.
Well, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. It's whether or not you beat the spread.
Thank you, Charlie. Jake, go take a shower. Charlie, we are trying to teach the kids not to keep score.
You should have thought of that before you taught him to count. By the way, what are you doing with Jake tomorrow?
I don't know. Why?
I made a play date for him with one of the kids from the game.
You're hitting on the mother, aren't you?
Can't slip one past you, can I?
That's not what a play date is for.
What? The kid plays, I have a date, everybody wins.
Everybody wins?
Yes. But I promise not to keep score.
Charlie, you cannot use my son to pick up single mothers.
Ah, but I can. Good night, snack buddy.
No going in the water, no throwing rocks, and remember, if you can't see us, we can't see you. Is there anything you'd like to add, Charlie?
Why can't they throw rocks?
Go. Ernie loves the beach. Thanks for inviting him.
Hey, anything for the kids. They're our future.
So where's Alan?
I sent him to the movies. He deserves a break now and then, and I get some quality uncle time with Jake.
I think that is really nice of you. Ernie, keep your socks with your shoes. I'm sorry, where was I?
You were saying I was nice about something. So how long have you lived in Sherman Oaks?
Gosh, we moved in, and Ernie, put that down, it's dead. I swear that kid will pick up anything no matter what it looks like.
Been there.
Anyway, we moved in just in time for the earthquake, and Ernie, I am not gonna say it again. Put the dead thing down.
Jake, you should probably put your dead thing down, too. Kids, huh?
I know, they're just... Ernie, put it down or we're leaving right now. I'm counting to three. One. Two!
Ernie, for God's sake, you're killing me here.
Thank you.
No problem. So did you grow up in L.A.?
No. My dad was in the Army, so we moved around. Oh, hell, that thing's not dead. Charlie, I would really like to get to know you, but it is not going to happen on a play date. Why don't you ask me out sometime?
You know, that's a really good...
Are you
good...
happy? I told you to put it down, Ernie. Get the sand off of it. Don't touch it. Don't touch
it. What night's good for you?
Jake, you're not helping.
Later, Alan fidgets with his laptop as Charlie enters.
Don't wait up. Back to Vegas? Even better. Sherman Oaks. The gateway to Van Nuys.
Kate, again, Charlie, you have no clue what you're getting involved in with these divorced soccer moms.
You're right. I don't have a clue. I've never had a clue. It's part of my charm.
Well, at least keep in mind that all of these women talk to each other, so anything you do will eventually get back to my wife and somehow become my fault.
That doesn't seem fair. Oh, well. So where are you going?
I volunteered to help Gloria with the Soccer League newsletter. I'm thinking of calling it, Just for Kicks.
Wait a minute, this is the same Gloria who drives the kid van?
Yeah, why?
Nothing, have fun. Talk about not having a clue.
Later, Alan is on Gloria's sofa.
And I designed a logo. The K in Kicks is a little foot.
Sounds wonderful. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to do this.
Oh, you know, anything for the kids.
Oh, you're such a good father. It's a shame that Judith didn't appreciate you.
Well, you know, she just needed a little time to sort things out. But, yeah, it's a shame.
Look at you. A successful chiropractor, intelligent, dedicated.
You're embarrassing me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's get back to your little logo.
She snuggles up.
Ow.
What's wrong?
Hmm? Oh, nothing. It's my neck. I must have slept wrong.
Well, why don't you make an appointment with my office and we'll see if we can fix that.
Oh, no, I'd feel funny. We know each other.
Don't be silly. It's what I do. But, you know, turn around. Go ahead.
He begins to probe her back with his fingers.
Are you getting enough calcium?
I guess.
It's really important for a woman your age. Osteoporosis is a real problem. Curvature of the spine. Last thing you want is to wind up with a hump.
Knocky, knocky. Well, I hope you didn't start without me.
The other soccer mom gives a seductive wiggle. Charlie approaches Kate's home, picking his way over a discarded bike.
What are you talking about?
Phil, you did this on purpose. You showed up late just so you could snoop on me.
Hey, you got to meet my girlfriend.
What meet? She was our babysitter. Will you get out of here, Bill?
Kate, I'm trying. Ernie, would you put your shoes on?
Hey.
Hey.
Bill towers over Charlie. At first he folds his arms at Charlie, but then offers a handshake.
Bill.
Charlie.
Big blonde Bill folds his arms again, blocking Kate's front door. The two men stare at each other.
That your Jag?
Yeah.
It's nice. I got the navigator over there.
That's nice too.
Let's go, Dad!
Bill rouses himself reluctantly from the door.
Well, all right then. You try and make her happy.
Alan is sandwiched on the sofa between the two soccer moms.
Truthfully, I think that my ex was intimidated by my sexual... I don't even know how to say it. Appetite.
Alan looks nonplussed.
Huh. So we're agreed we'll set aside 6 inches for the editorial column.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, 6 inches. I don't know how I got so off topic.
I know exactly how you got off topic.
Okay, I think the next piece of business is to decide on the paper color. I brought some samples. We've got goldenrod, salmon, mustard...
You had me at goldenrod.
Oh, everybody has you at goldenrod.
Charlie drives his car with Kate in the passenger seat.
My brother Alan warned me not to go out with you tonight.
That's funny. Everybody warned me not to go out with you.
Hey, it worked for Romeo and Juliet. Well, up until the poison and the stabbing.
Charlie, I have a confession. I haven't been out with a man other than my husband in 12 years.
Well, that's not a problem. A couple of things have changed, but I can bring you up to date.
Please do.
All right, well... Nowadays, women pay for dinner.
Kate smiles, raising her eyebrows.
And, of course, sex is a given.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I am not paying for dinner.
Rats.
Well, look at the time. Maybe we should get going, give Gloria a chance for a little quiet time before her many, many kids come home.
I don't need any quiet time.
Don't be silly. Alan, would you mind driving me home? I'm feeling a little tipsy.
Little tipsy? How about a little obvious?
Sorry? Can I talk to you for a minute?
You know, it is getting a little late.
Sit down.
Alan sits meekly.
We'll be right back. I think she's going through the change.
They go to the kitchen.
What do you think you're doing? What? He's in play? I'm playing. I'm the one who told you he's in play. Oh. I told you 2 years ago that marriage was toast. So what? He's in my house on Taekwondo Wednesday, and I don't have time to mess around with you. Look, why don't we just let him decide? Let him decide? He still thinks we're doing a soccer newsletter. You don't even like him, do you?
He's okay. He's here, and it's Wednesday.
Well, I happen to think he's hot. You wouldn't even know what to do with a hot guy.
Oh, yeah.
Watch me.
She flings open the kitchen door, knocking out the eavesdropping Alan.
Great. You broke him.
The biggest surprise was how much I loved having him around. I mean, Jake's amazing. Do you know I have, on occasion, actually put his needs ahead of my own?
Like going to a soccer game at 8 a.m. on a Saturday?
Yes. At 8 a.m., I can barely get out of bed to go to the bathroom.
So what you're saying is having a child in your life totally changes the way that you look at things.
Exactly. Of course, you probably know that already.
Yeah. But I like that you know it. I had a really great time.
Me too. Okay. Can we do this again?
I would love that.
Great.
He takes her head in both hands and kisses her on the mouth. After a few seconds, she pulls away.
Whoa. What happened? Did I do something wrong? Please don't tell Alan's wife.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. I really like you.
Okay, this is new for me.
It's just... Charlie, I have a 10-year-old son. I have 2 mortgages, private school bills, a full-time job, custody battles, alimony battles, child support battles, carpools and drum lessons and... How
can we possibly do this again?
You bought a 10-year-old a drum set.
Don't change the subject. You know what I'm saying. I mean, do you really want to be involved in this?
I hadn't really thought that far ahead.
Exactly.
All right, well, I guess I'll see you around.
Well, where are you going?
Home?
Why? I mean, I said we couldn't do it again. That doesn't mean we can't do it tonight.
Charlie frowns thoughtfully and Kate offers a hand to him. She leads him inside.
Boy, you really don't have a clue, do you, Charlie?
No. But it seems to be working for me.
The following morning, Charlie arrives home. He picks up a newspaper from the doormat and heads for the kitchen. Alan is in his bathrobe. Charlie sees that he has a large plaster on his nose and black eyes.
Morning. Hey.
Alan sips some water. Charlie points towards the coffee pot.
Regular or decaf? Regular. Thank God.
Charlie, in a two-tone bowling shirt, pours himself a coffee and leans against a counter, staring into space. Alan watches him intently and then starts to get frustrated.
Aren't you even curious?
You went to Gloria's last night.
Yeah.
You can fill in the blanks.
Man.
Man, I'll get killed.
Hey, we're here for fun, right? Nobody wins or loses.
Oh, come on. Somebody always loses. Who are we kidding? It's 8-1 out there, and everybody here knows it. And you know, I'll tell you another thing. We haven't won a game all season, and I'll put that in the newsletter. And as God is my witness, there will be a newsletter.
Dad, you're kind of freaking everybody out here.
Forget it, Jake. It's Sherman Oaks.
ITFC audio description by Ian Williams.
Men, 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 manly men, men.